It's Washington's birthday, and a lot of your government agencies they're closed today. It's a holiday, so kind of keep that in mind. But it is going to be a beautiful sunny day. Alicia Gunter is here with me, West Plains Zizzer cross country coach. How we doing?
Good morning. Doing good this morning.
Well, you had a great big huge event Saturday. How'd that go?
We had a great event Saturday. The Heart of the Ozarks half marathon 10K and Mindy's Run was Saturday, and it was a big success again this year.
How many runners did you end up with?
We had over 260 registrants. A few didn't show up because of the weather in St. Louis and Kansas City, but we had a great turnout. More in the Mindy's Run that raised money for Connor Lehrer this year. More in that race than we've had to date.
How much was raised?
So for Connor, over $2,000 was raised. And then for the event as a whole, to donate to West Plains Running Club and Zizzer Cross Country. I haven't put pen to paper yet, and so I know that we raised several thousand, but I kind of took the day off and just scrolled pictures after the event.
Well, it's a great event, and this was the 17th?
This was the 12th.
The 12th?
Yes.
Okay, the 12th. And, you know, I mean, it takes a small army to get this done, doesn't it?
It takes a bunch of people. And I always hesitate to thank, but I just want to thank everyone who was involved in any way, participating behind the scenes, but just a few, Steve Shipley at Highland, all the public servants that are out there year after year, and the volunteers and the participants. Harlan Hutchinson started the race for us this year. Ruby Hines sang the national anthem. Dee Lewis. Dee Lewis is a family friend of mine. She cooked all the food for all the participants, and then her crew served that. Holiday Inn, Rhonda Blankenship. Just so many you guys at the radio just help us get the word out at the Quill. So many people make this event a success, and we appreciate them.
Well, it was great weather, and you know, it is a race, and people can say, "Well, you know, we're doing it just for fun," and they mean that until they start.
That's true. That's true. As a runner, you get out there and you think, "I'm never going to do this again," and then by the time you cross the line and are in your car on the way home, you're planning your next event.
yeah. Who won? I mean.
Yeah. So in the 10K, we had Noah Cones out of the Springfield area, and we had our own Carly Romans that won the 10K. And then in the half marathon, we had Thomas Chabotrek, and then Emily Ritter, Zizzer, she ran it in 1:36.56, so pretty fast.
Way to go, Emily. Now, you're kind of looking forward to that. Is Emily going to be back?
Oh, yeah. Emily's back. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yep. That's a good thing.
Yep. She's a sophomore this year, so.
What were a lot of the cross-country Zizzers involved in?
Yeah, we had nearly all our kids participate every year. We even had some middle school kids and some rural school kids. Some people say, why in February when it's so cold? Well, that's because these kids can participate that time of year.
Yeah. Well, and I know I hear the same thing. Why do they want to? It was cold for the people not running.
It was cold for us standing and working.
That's right. The people, the participants, it was perfect.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we've had a lot worse. Excuse me. The wind was blowing pretty good and kept us cool, but it could have been a lot worse. We're real thankful.
And it's a great course too. I hear a lot of the people they really like the course. I don't think it was as treacherous this year as years past.
So the hill used to be at mile 11 and 4. Now the hill, as you know, is in the beginning of the race, is at mile like 4, so it doesn't hurt quite as bad. We had this gentleman who flew in from out of state to run in St. Louis, and when he got to St. Louis, he found out his race was canceled. So he got online, he started messaging Wes, and he came down late night, and he ended up running the race. And all he kept saying to me was afterwards was, please tell your volunteers, please tell your workers, so many smiles on the course, so much happiness.
Yes.
And I think our race is a little different because everybody's glad to be involved.
Yeah. Well, it is a special day. It's a day of remembrance. It's a day to give
yep.
and help people that you really don't even know. And then, of course, this year, you know, helping out Connor Lair.
Absolutely. That made it extra special.
Oh, absolutely. Just a special, you know, individual. But next year, when are you going to start plan for next year?
Well, we went home, and like I said, we spent a lot of time looking through pictures because it's awesome to see all the pictures, but Wes has already started updating the page. He said next year the date is February 15th, so that's the day after Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
and we just are going to keep going and keep trying to have a great event.
Outstanding. Alicia, thanks for joining
Thank
us
you.
And sharing all that with us. I'll have this as well posted up online in just a bit. And, of course, it is Washington's birthday, a Monday in the Ozarks. 8:36 is where we're at on the timepiece. And we're going to slide you right back into the rock and roll on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.